AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Who would do this and why? Six suspects, including one believed to be the gunman, arrested in the Dominican Republic, but still no word on why somebody wanted baseball great David Ortiz dead. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with the latest.
So far, the alleged gunman and five accomplices have been detained. Authorities in the Dominican Republic say they're pursuing four other suspects in the shooting. The National Police Director says the suspected coordinator of the shooting, who's in custody, was offered about $7,800 to orchestrate the attack. However, investigators haven't said who hired the attackers or offered a motive. Ortiz's wife says in a statement, the former slugger is able to sit up and take some steps as he recuperates in the intensive care unit at Massachusetts General Hospital. I'm Mike Hempen.
Several Democrats, any of whom might be the party's presidential nominee in 2020, are again calling for President Trump to be impeached after he said, there's nothing wrong with listening.
The president said in an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos that if offered dirt on a 2020 opponent,
I think I'd want to hear it.
And while he might report it to the FBI, he'd be under no obligation. Democratic contenders are blasting that, with Joe Biden calling it a threat to national security. This morning, the president tweets he talks with foreign governments every day about everything, writing, should I immediately call the FBI? How ridiculous. He adds, I'd never be trusted again. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Two oil tankers were damaged in what appears to have been some sort of attack near the Strait of Hormuz, although we don't know what kind of weapon caused the damage. One ship was Norwegian, the other managed by a Singapore company. Not clear who attacked them. This is AP Radio News. The House Intelligence Committee is holding its first hearing on deep fakes. Chairman Adam Schiff.
These powerful deepfake generating algorithms can portray a real person doing something they never did or saying words they never uttered.
Among the artificial intelligence experts testifying this morning, Dr. David Dorman of the University of Buffalo.
More than five centuries, authors have used variations of the phrase seeing is believing. But in just the past half decade, we've come to realize that that's not longer always true.
Today's hearing addresses the threat to national security from deepfakes. An Uber driver in Stockbridge, Georgia, has rallied her community to help care for an 89-year-old veteran she met on the job. She's raised thousands of dollars for Ronald Demner and has gotten hundreds of responses to a plea for help in fixing up his home and even caring for his dog. He says he's incredibly grateful. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.